was Christmas Eve, babe. In the drunk tank, an old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you baby, I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
Good evening, everyone. You're listening to Connecting Notes here on Valley Free Radio, 103.3 FM, WXOJ LP in Northampton. Glad you could join us. Christmas is almost upon us, and I thought this would be an opportune time to dive into my favorite Christmas song and look at the band that wrote it. The song is Fairy Tale of New York, and it was written and performed by the Pogues and features the singing of Kirsty MacColl. You heard the introduction to that song just now, as sung by the Pogues' Shane McGowan, who was born on Christmas Day, 1957. The version playing right now is an instrumental rendition of the song by Irish musician Phil Coulter. Over the next hour, we'll be talking about how the Christmas classic came to be, as well as listening to other music from the Pogues, Shane McGowan, and Kirsty MacColl. Thanks for tuning in this hour and supporting community radio. Cheers to the holiday season. Pogues with 1988's If I Should Fall From Grace With God. You may know the Pogues because of their bittersweet Christmas hit, The Fairy Tale of New York, a song we'll be talking about at length during this program. The Pogues were formed by Shane McGowan in 1984. McGowan, born to Irish parents in London, lived in Ireland for the first 6 to 7 years of his life before moving to London. He jumped into music by helping form the group Nipple Erectors in 1977. They would eventually change their name to simply The Nips. The group was not well known outside of the London scene at the time, but did record a few singles and an LP during their time together. Here's one of their singles, All the Time in the World. The Nipple Erectors, or as they were later called, the Nips, with All the Time in the World. The group broke up in 1980 amidst in-group tension. As bassist Shane Bradley told NME that year, quote, "We were just sick of each other and I hated the music the Nips were playing. Shane McGowan and I weren't communicating. We were just beating each other up all the time." 2 years later, Shane McGowan would form the Pogues. The band was originally called Pogue Mahone, a Gaelic term meaning kiss my ass. The band began performing traditional Irish music, including drinking songs and some McGowan originals. McGowan told NME in 1983, quote, "Before, I'd never thought of playing Irish music on stage, but it became obvious that everything that could be done with a standard rock format had been done, usually quite badly. We just wanted to shove music that has roots and is generally stronger and has more real anger and emotion down the throats of a completely pap-oriented pop audience." The group was notorious for wild stage shows and binge drinking, which kept many record companies from signing the group. Finally, Stiff Records took the risk, signing the band under the condition that the group be called simply Pogues and its members cut back on their drinking. The latter, of course, did not happen. As Shane McGowan told NME that same interview, quote, "When we signed to Stiff, we had to pretend to stop drinking. So in the photo sessions, we had to hide our drinks. And in the pictures, we look really miserable and uncomfortable because we're all sitting on our beer cans." Thank you. Pogue's next record, Rum, Sodomy, and the Lash, was produced by Elvis Costello after he spent some time with the group on tour where the Pogues opened for him. Tom Waits said of the record, quote, "Shane has the gift. I believe him. He knows how to tell a story. They're a roaring, stumbling band. These are the Dead End Kids for real. Shane's voice conveys so much. They play like soldiers on leave. The songs are epic. It's whimsical and blasphemous, seasick and sacrilegious."
My name is Jock Stewart, I'm a canny gun born and a roving young fella I've been. So easy and free when you drink and when me, I'm a man you don't meet every day. I have acres of land, I have men I'd command, I have all to spare. So be easy and free when you drink and wendy. I'm a man you don't meet every day. So come fill up your glasses of brandy and wine, whatever it costs I will pay. So be easy and free when you drink and wendy. I'm a man you don't meet every day. Took out my duck and him I did shoot up down in the county Kildare. So be easy and free when you're drinking with me. I'm a man you don't meet every day. So come fill up your glasses of brandy and wine, water. Free when you drink and with me, I'm a man you don't.
The Pogues, with their take on their traditional song, I'm a Man You Don't Meet Every Day. Singing on that song was bassist Cato Rorden, who must have impressed producer Elvis Costello, as they would later marry. Kate would leave the band not long after the recording and the marriage.
Scattered all around.
Pogues with A Pair of Brown Eyes from the album Rum, Sodomy, and the Lash, released in 1985. Pogues' next album would take 3 years to surface and was released by Island Records and produced by Steve Lillywhite. In the interim, the Pogues were gaining some attention. Shane McGowan told Glenn O'Brien of Spin Magazine in 1985, "Some of the traditional people think we're really great, but the half who don't, their basic thing is that we're murdering Irish music. We're corrupting it. It isn't pure the way we're doing it. When a traditional Irish musician says traditional Irish music, what he means is a fiddle player or a piper who plays the old tunes exactly, almost in a classical way."
There it sounds so bright, what's the gleaming in the night? When now it's just the rubber and the horn, here the patties and the frogs, can I gamble on the dogs? Can I gamble on the dogs, not long ago? Ah, the torn up ticket stubs from 100,000 mugs. Now washed away like dead dreams in the rain, and the cupboard's going up and they're putting down the pubs. Ah, it's just another bloody rain. I see the city of my dreams, I spin in skeleton skins. Like a dance, you just disappeared from view. And a hair upon the wire has been burned upon your fire. Like a blackout that once raced a front tractor.
Pogues with the song White City here on Valley Free Radio. This is Connecting the Notes, and this is our Christmas special because the Pogues are responsible for my favorite Christmas song, The Fairy Tale of New York. The song starts with Shane singing as an Irish immigrant thrown in a drunk tank in New York City, and soon becomes a call and response between Shane and singer Kirsty MacColl, reminiscing and bickering about their failed relationship on Christmas Eve.
I could have been someone.
Well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from me when I first found you.
I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus to sing, go away, babe. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Jim Finer, who played banjo, sax, and mandola for the group, co-wrote the song with Shane McGowan. As he recalled, "The origins of Fairy Tale of New York lay in the idea for the Pogues to record a Christmas song. So I wrote a duet. And having finished it, I proceeded to try it out by playing it to my wife, who was appalled at the banality of the lyrics. She said, 'If you're writing a Pogues song about Christmas, you want to get some real life in there, something gritty.' So I wrote another song that had that plot in it, and what survived from that, what Shane used from that, was the tune of the first one and the plot from the second. The most magical thing Shane did, besides the extra music he wrote, was to transpose the story from London to New York, then to rewrite it in a much more Britain manner. It's interesting because I think at the time we hadn't actually been to New York, so a lot of it is likely New York of his imagination, and the New York of Once Upon a Time in America permeated in it too, because that was out at the time, and I seem to remember Shane was pretty obsessed with it. Here's the full version of Fairy Tale of New York.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, an old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
They got cars big as bars, they got rivers of gold, but the wind goes right through you, it's no place for the old. When you first took my hand on a cold Christmas Eve, you promised me Broadway was waiting for me.
You were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drunks they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing Galway Bay, and the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
They're almost dead on a drip in that bed.
You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're ours, I pray God it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD chorus still singing Galway Bay, and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Could have been someone.
Well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from me when I first found you.
I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus to sing Galway Bay, and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Fairy Tale of New York reached number 2 on the British charts, being beat out by the Pet Shop Boys cover of Always On My Mind. The group recorded the song with Steve Lillywhite as producer, whose wife, Kirsty MacColl, sang the vocals for the female character in the song. Kirsty McCall, daughter of folk musician Ewan McCall, had put out her own records and provided backing vocals for Talking Heads, Big Country, and The Smiths before collaborating on the song. Like the Pogues, she too was first noticed by Stiff Records, although she quickly moved from the label. Here's a song from her 1981 debut solo record, Desperate Character, which came 6 years before Fairy Tale of New York. Kirsty McCall with her 1981 song Clock Goes Round, one of the earliest works from the singer who would go on to sing on the Pogues' Fairy Tale of New York. McCall died in a tragic boating accident in 2000 off the coast of Cozumel, Mexico. She was struck by a speeding motorboat while diving with her family in an area that was supposed to be closed to watercrafts. The boat belonged to a Mexican supermarket millionaire who was not charged for the incident. One of his employees was instead, although he only had to pay what was roughly the equivalent of a $90 fine in a case that was shrouded in corruption and scandals.
Mrs. regrets she's unable to lunch today. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. She is sorry to be delayed, but last evening down on Lover's Lane she strayed. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. When she woke up and she's unable to lunch today.
Kirsty MacColl singing alongside the Pogues on songs Miss Otis Regrets and Just One of Those Things. Kirsty was the daughter of folk musician Ewan MacColl, whose song Dirty Old Town was covered by the Pogues before the group had even met Kirsty.
Met my love by the gasworks wall. Dreamed a dream by the old canal. I kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Clouds are drifting across the moon. Cats are prowling on their beat. Springs a girl from the streets at night. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Ducks. night on fire. I smell the spring on the smoky wind. Dirty old town, dirty old town. I'm gonna make me a picture box, shining steel, tempered in the fire. I'll chop you down like an old Dutch tree. Dirty old town, dirty old town. I met my love by the gasworks wall. Dreamed a dream by the old canal. I kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town, dirty old town, dirty old town.
The Pogues covering Ewan McCall's Dirty Old Town. Band became well known for their rowdy, energetic live performances. Jeff Tamarackin wrote about one of their 1986 shows for the magazine Cream, writing, quote, "The Pogues, seven Irish laddies and a lass on bass, look as normal as lorry drivers. Hell, if they hadn't been the featured band responsible for selling out this place, they probably would have been refused entrance for terminal scruffness by the doormen at Lower Manhattan's latest trendy night hole." As if to add insult to injury, the Pogues bring to the stage with them a bevy of instruments associated with traditional Irish folk music. Accordions, penny whistles, mandolin, banjo, in addition to the usual guitars, bass, and yo-ho-ho, a couple of drums. Vocalist Shane McGowan, who writes the songs and whose voice and teeth might give Joe Strummer a run for his money, also brought along a bottle of ye olde Irish whiskey, which he emptied in no time flat. McGowan, you see, likes his grog. He also likes to write songs about drinking and dying and dismal stuff in general. But the Pogues' strength, and the reason the world trendy suddenly took up the jig February 28th, is that the octet manages to twist this Irish version of roots rock into something mighty cheerful. Nothing like a rockin' reel to get 'em reelin' and rockin'.
Tonight across the running sea, none an answer to the cross, none a blood of Christ can bring you hope to save. The dead will come to claim a dead friend.
the turkey sung at a time.
Turkish Song of the Damned by the Pogues. Off the record, If I Should Fall from Grace with God, produced by Steve Lillywhite. The group was joined on tour by Kirsty MacColl following its release. By the release of their next record in 1989, internal problems in the group became evident, as did Shane's drinking. While he wrote the majority of the Pogues songs pre-1989, this new record credited Shane as songwriter on just 6 of the 14 total tracks. As a 1989 NME album review prophesized, quote, "Personality disorders, intrigue, creative blocks, and physical abuse are all evidence here. The Pogues, champions for so long in the fine art of brinkmanship, have gone perilously close to that final frazzled charge out over the edge." Shane McGowan was kicked out of the group mid-tour in 1991. The group he had started 7 years earlier attempted to continue for the next few years without him before dissolving themselves.
Tales of love and glory, same old sad song, same old story. Sirens sing no lullaby, and no one knows but Lorelei. Castles out of fairy tales, timber shiver where once there sailed the lovesick men who caught her eye, and no one knew. I've thought of you in far off places.
The Pogues with the song Lorelei, L-O-R-E-L-E-I, Lorelei. Shane McGowan was kicked out of the group mid-tour in 1991. Said Shane, quote, joining the Pogues was one of the best things that ever happened to me, and leaving them was one of the best things that ever happened to me, too. By the end of it, I hated every second of it. They'd moved so far away from what we were doing in the first place, I didn't like what we were playing anymore. I refused to knuckle under and become professional. Shane's good friend, musician Nick Cave, had said of McGowan, quote, Shane is very innocent in a lot of ways. There's a love and warmth within him which is often overlooked, and he is incredibly open to the things around him, which is why he's such a great writer. He sees the beauty and horror in things, and his gift is to be able to articulate that in a very simple way. But a writer has a spiritual obligation to remain as powerful a vehicle for inspiration, or God, or whatever you want to say to work through. And the thing I find difficult with Shane is that he makes it very difficult for God to get a word in. Here's Nick Cave with his version of the McGowan-penned Rainy Nights in Soho.
I've been loving you a long time. Down all the years, down all the days. And I've cried for all your troubles. Smiled at your funny little way. We watched our friends grow up together, and we saw them as they fell. Some of them fell into heaven, some of them fell into hell. I took shelter from a shower, and I stepped into your arms on a rainy night in Soho. Was a whistling all its charm. I sang you all my sorrows, and you told me all your joy. Whatever happened to that old song? Those little girls and boys. Song is nearly over. We may never find out what it means, but there's a light I hold before me, and you're the measure.
Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds playing the Shane McGowan song Rainy Night in Soho. Hope you've enjoyed listening to the Pogues this hour on Connecting the Notes. Thank you for tuning in with us this holiday season and for listening to Valley Free Radio. Pogues' song Fairy Tale of New York continues to be a popular seasonal choice to this day. In 2007, BBC Radio 2 attempted to censor the line, "You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot," from the song, only to be greeted with resistance from the general public and even Kirsty MacColl's own family. Facing criticism, they reversed the decision to exclude the word from the song, saying, "While we would never condone prejudice of any kind, we know our audiences are smart enough to distinguish between maliciousness and creative freedom. In the context of this song, I do not feel there is any negative intent behind the use of the words, hence the reversal of the decision. In a 2000 interview, Shane McGowan reflected fondly on the song, saying, quote, "It's hard to have a Christmas hit, yeah? There's so much sentimental garbage being dumped in every year that's generally what floats to the top, yeah? So I feel a smug self-satisfaction in the way I stuck it up. We all did. We made the nastiest Christmas single ever."
I'm waiting for you. But